I'm glad God's moving on the song leader. I mean, he's been working in them shoes. That might be a help to you. Get around where God's doing something and handle something God's doing. I appreciate that. We got about $500,000 worth of stuff over there right now. At least that. In the last 2 months. And he's a telling it in the Sunday school class, it has to be God. I mean, it is God. None of us had anything to do with it. I got somebody that don't even belong to this church to write a letter. I sent the letter out and God done the rest of it. All we've done is unloaded and fixed them up, trying to get them ready to go. Some of them got them over in Bulgaria and they're shouting it out. And they got the best shoes of anybody in Romania, I mean. Romania's got the, we sent a load over there. And they're the wearing the best shoes of anybody in the whole country. Thank God, good. I mean, them poorest people, the Turks and the Gypsies, didn't have nothing, got the best of all of them. Wearing the best shoes of anybody in town this morning. Anybody in the state, really. I tell you right now, I'm about to have a spell, too. Talked to Britt last night, and he said he's about to have a spell. Great God, I hope it spilled off on us. I mean, ain't it good? Well, you pray for Janet Graybill and Thurman Revis. He's over here. He's not doing any good. Is your mommy doing any better? Some better, thank God. Keep praying. Parks and Opal Bowling, Bertie Keywood, and Stephanie Kirk's mother, and all the rest is sick. And then I got some requests. I got a fellow on my mind, I want you to pray for. And God knows who, how to do it. I mean, he can do it when we can't do nothing. Amen. That's about where most of us are. Most time we can't do nothing. But God comes by and he can just do it. And I like it when he does it. I like it when he's doing what he's doing. I mean, we even got me excited about all this stuff. 2 months that God sent in $500,000 worth of stuff for somebody across the seas. Now that's beyond anything I can think about. I couldn't even think about that. But we checked it out, checked the prices on them shoes, and we got them way down. We're way down. That's wholesale I'm talking about. We're not talking retail stuff. We're talking about wholesale stuff. That's what God's doing. Come on, let's receive the offering right quickly before I get shouting. My great God, I mean, you ought to enjoy the Lord this morning. I mean, just haul off and let him do whatever he wants to with you. I mean, he's great, and greatness to be praised. That's what that brother said. I appreciate it. Sam, you pray for us.
Father, bow and glory in the Holy Lamb this morning.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Made us in that. Set us free.
Yeah.
Some, therefore, shall set you free. You're free indeed.
Sure.
Amen. Made us free into the throne room this morning.
Yeah.
Lord God, we're free to come into heaven. We talk to you.
Yeah, Lord God.
I'm glad the door is not barred.
Yeah.
I'm glad the door is open because Jesus is the door. Go in and out and find passion. Lord God, I like to go in, God, and eat you.
Amen.
And our Father, we're going to lay full and satisfied.
Glory to God.
Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead. Lord God, what we have this morning in Jesus. Oh, God, what we have in Him. Lord God, we just want to come this morning. Lord, as we hunger and thirst after you, dear God, there's a plenty for us. Lord, there's a plenty for everyone in here this morning. Lord, there's a table spread for everyone in here. For the hawk, the lamb, the whole world this morning. There's a table bigger up for the world today. Might turn a little boy's lunch to the house. Lord God, what you got to heaven, Lord? He's the the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Shout out! made the deserts and the waters that flow. He sends the rain that makes the flowers grow. He paints the rainbow when the rain is through. Is there anything God can't do? Is there anything God can't do? Is there some trial he can't see you through? What he's done for others he can do for you. God can't do.
Led the children out of Egypt's land. Delivered them safely from all Pharaoh's hands. The waters parted, they came marching through. Is there anything God can't do?
They threw. The king called out, "How are you, my friend?" He said, "My God has brought me safely through. There's not anything God can't do.
Is there anything God can't do? Is there some trial he can't see you through? What he's done for others, he can do for you. There's not anything God can't do.
He took my heart that was black with sin. With crimson blood he washed it white again. He gave me grace to start my life.
So if you're burdened down with trouble and strife, there seems no answer to the problems in your life, well, he's the one to take your troubles to. There's not anything God can do. Is there anything? So if you're burdened down with trouble and strife, there seems no answer to the problems in your life, well, he's the one to take your troubles to. There's not anything God can't do. Is there anything?
Trial he can't see you through. What he's done for others he can't do for you. There's not anything God.
good, isn't it? We got a lot to thank him for. Amen. Amen. You didn't have nothing this morning but what you got on your back. You hadn't had nothing to eat or didn't have nothing to go home to. Or didn't have a home to go to, you'd still have a lot to thank him for. Because you got one to go to when you leave here. Amen. That's great. Darlene, you come on up here and sing us a song or two. I appreciate her. And Joey coming over here, he called me the other day and said he's coming. I really appreciate that. Appreciate him coming. I enjoy her singing. She's a blessing.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me, and I could go home right now and say it's been good to be here this morning. It's been a blessing. I really enjoyed that Sunday school lesson this morning. And he was talking about the Lord being a refuge, and I sat over there this morning. I had this song in my heart, and I wrote the words down to it, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Story in the Bible about a city that God prepared, a land that man could run to. When he found himself in trouble, in a time of great despair, he'd flee from the one who sought his life. There outside the city, he'd cry unto the keeper, ask if he could enter in. For there he would find safety, for God he made provision, a city of refuge for him. Condemned by the fall of man, I was bound in sin, with a debt to be paid. But God, he cared for me, and on Mount Calvary the foundation was laid. On the cross, Christ stretched out his hand, a mighty gulf did span, and he bought my liberty. Now I can run to God's only Son. He's a city of refuge for me. And one day I ran to that city of refuge. Though guilty I was, I've been covered by the blood he shed for me. I was condemned, oh, but God, he showed mercy. And on Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me. And on Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me. So blue, thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings and makes sweet melody, for rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for my whole family, for the joy my children bring, for shoes on our feet, plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord. And pray for the freedom I have today. For your spirit I feel, presence so real. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I couldn't stand. Thank you, Lord, in giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary. For taking my place, for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Trying to calm the raging battle in my mind. In search of many answers that my troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. I saw a flower blooming, but there was no rain or sunshine. And I knew that this flower would change the rest of my life. I found that lily of my valley. I found strength when I was worn. place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from the storm. Found a place to trade my dark skies for a beaming ray of sunshine. I found the lily of my valley. So if you're down and brokenhearted and you just can't seem to find peace of mind, you're searching for your answers, but your problems are getting worse all the time. Well, just reach your hand to Jesus. He'll take you in and break the ties that bind. He'll be the lily of your valleys, and you can watch him bloom all the time. I found the lily of my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from the storm. Dark skies for a beaming ray of sunshine. I found the lily of my valley, and he blooms all the time.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate them coming over. I like that, don't you? Glad I found the lily of the valley. What I needed. If you hadn't found what you need, you can find it today. She's around here. It sure is. Ephesians chapter 3, I want to talk to you about the mystery. Great Lord, what a mystery. I've been hid from in God from the foundation of the world. And Paul said, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And I don't have time to preach long on it today, but I want to tell you today, I appreciate God. Amen. All those years that those old men of God tried to find out. I mean, they knew that God had something different and something better. Amen. And we're in the best days that anybody's ever lived. Amen. And God had something better, and he had it hid from all those fellows over yonder and saved it for you and me. Can you believe that God would do something like that? Well, he did anyhow. Amen. I mean, he saved the best for the last. Amen. I mean, he did. One day when there's a making that wine over there, when he sent after the wine, I mean, they said, well, that fella said, the king said, you say the best for the last. That's what he done for us. The best for the last. I mean, we're living in the day of grace. I mean, no law, no commandments, no works, no nothing. God done everything for us. I mean, that don't mean that you ought to do whatever you can for him, because you ought to appreciate what he's done for you. But I want to tell you right now, it's all by cause of him, and it's because of his grace. If you've ever heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, have you ever noticed what God's done for you? There, listen what all he's done. I mean, oh, he saved you by his grace, and he sealed you by his spirit, and he kept you by his power, and it's all him, and he's put you in his body, and he's made you complete in him. And I mean, he's made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord God,
I mean is you could ever wake up and find out where you are this morning and take everybody in town to catch you. We're living in a pitiful world when they think, boy, God don't love me. Well, he loved you good enough to hide all these good things for you and keep them to the end of the age and reveal them to the Apostle Paul and call old Paul out. And he called him out to do that one thing. Paul said in verse 3, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it's now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Lord God, one time we didn't have no hope. We didn't have no promise. But now we're in the day of grace under God's grace and under God's economy. We've got something nobody ever had. I mean, Lord have mercy. We're sitting here today thinking, well, I don't have nothing. Well, you've got everything, buddy. I mean, you've got everything that God ever had for anybody. He gave it all to you. I mean, listen, I'm glad one day I read over there whole Abraham give all he had to Isaac. Thank God, I'm glad God gave all he had to Jesus, and Jesus gave me half of it. Now, honey, I mean, you can't fathom that. That's more than you can take. To think you've got half everything Jesus has got. Amen. I mean, everything. I mean, every one of us has got half. You say, well, I don't understand it. I don't want you to understand it. I just want you to believe it because it's in here. I mean, there ain't a mathematics nowhere in this country. There ain't no computer. There ain't no calculator that can do all that and get all that fixed up. Hey, everybody that's saved, can you believe today? And I was thinking this morning while they were singing and while all this good stuff was going on, they're having a time. Well, they done had meeting over in Bulgaria, but I guarantee you them people over there have been praying for us. I guarantee you them people in Romania have been praying. Them new shoes on men walking around, Lord God, there ain't no telling where they're at. I mean, they've got their head in heaven and their feet on the ground. I want you to know right now there's some business going on in this country and in this world tonight, today, and I thank God that we've got a little part of it. I thought a while ago, I ought to mention this a while ago before I started preaching, that you ought to go beyond that building and just take a little gaze at the things that God's done in the last 2 months. You ought to look at them shoes and them socks and all that other good clothes that we've got and the nice coats that we've got and all that good stuff. I mean, we've got an abundance over there, and you ought to just go over there to that building. Let somebody tour you through it. I don't think William will be able to. I don't know if he can walk out of here tonight, today or not. But bless God, I'm glad that the Holy Ghost come by and filled his soul and filled his heart and filled his mind. And I'm glad he got past singing. I'm glad he got past shouting. I mean, there is a time you can get so far out till you can't do a thing. But just look at what God's doing and see the good thing to God. But old Paul said that us Gentiles, isn't it wonderful? I mean, God give all the promises he had to Israel. He give all the covenants to Israel. He give all the services of God to Israel. But thank God, I'm glad that one day, I mean, you can read the Old Testament and you'll never find what's in what I'm preaching this morning. It's not in the Old Testament. I mean, God kept it hidden for us. He said, I've got a bunch of coming on, and they're a bunch of outcasts. They're down and out. They're dogs in the Israel sight. That's what Jesus said. He called us dogs. He said, the dogs will eat the crumb. They said, it's not meek for me to take the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. She said, yea, Lord, more of the dogs will eat the crumbs. I'm glad for the crumbs, thank God. But listen, if you'll take the crumbs, he'll give you a loaf after a while. I mean, if you'll take the little things, he'll give you some big stuff. I want to tell you right now, I praise God for what he's doing this morning. I called old Ralph and I said, how they doing over there with those shoes? He said, we've given out most of them. But he said, you know what? These people over here are crying. The little ones are crying. The big ones are crying. man, and he said, "Forgive one, one to the landlord of Joe." When Joe goes over there, he said, "That woman there that Joe's getting the house off of, we give her a prayer." Said she's crying her eyes out, trying to pay us. We won't take no money. Ain't God good? Oh, I tell you right now, and we ain't gonna take no money. But Lord God, it's done something for that woman, and she'll never get over it. I mean, just to get a pair of shoes from God. I want to tell you right now, I mean, anything you get from God, you ought to thank Him for it. I don't care if it's a pair of shoes or a pair of socks or a new shirt or a new tie. It don't matter what it is, or just any little old thing. Somebody gives you a handkerchief and said, "I'm giving you this in the name of the Lord." Lord God, you ought to take it and cherish that and praise God for it. Oh, ain't God good to save the best for the Gentile world that was dogs and outcasts and forgotten, but thank God forgiven today.
Amen.
Bible said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace. And it is grace. I was thinking about preaching amazing grace. I was thinking about preaching about the amazing grace of God. Amen. I mean, it is amazing how God can take an old gal out there, had seven devils in her, take an old thief off of the cross, I mean, and save him, and put him in the same body with all these other folks that God saved that never did any of that kind of stuff. I thank God that I'm in a body that's got washed and purified, sanctified, and set apart for glory. I'm glad that God can take the vilest of sinners and wash them and make them white as snow. Said, though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be white as snow. Listen what it said. Unto me, in verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know what kind of fellow you have to get to be? For God to do that for you, you got to feel like you're the least of the least. You got to get down to the bottom of the barrel. I mean, you can't be some high, cocky fella and think God's going to come by and bless me. But you got to get down to the bottom, feel like I'm nothing. That's what Paul done. I mean, an educated man, lost it all, forgot it all. And everything he ever knew, he gave it up. And all that law and the commandments and the rest of it, he gave it up. And he said, "I'm less than the least. I'm less than the least." That's getting plumb down to the bottom. But you know what? When you get down there, God will come by with a bucket of grace and a bucket of glory and pour it all over you and all in you. Lord, wouldn't you like, hey, I want this church. I want something to happen to Brookside. I'm a bragging God for it to happen. And I hope before you get out of here this week or tonight, before you get through here tonight, God will pour out everything that you need and all the grace that you need and all the glory. Wouldn't you like to have it? Wouldn't you like for God to fill you with the fullness of God? Wouldn't you like to have the grace like Jesus had when he came into this world full of grace and truth? Boy, let me tell you right now, I mean, he's wanting to fill your bucket, honey. I mean, he wants to load you up. He's got all kinds of good stuff to give you. He saved the best for the last. And thank God he's got it. And he's a saying, come and get it. Boy, if you want to get filled this morning, God will fill you not only with the Spirit, but with the goodness of God, with the fullness of God. Man, I'd like to have all that. Whew. I liked it when old Sam got up here and started preaching about the Lamb. Boy, got fired up. William got over there and he couldn't talk for crying. I mean, in the Sunday school class. Then he got up here and tried to sing. Couldn't sing for crying. Just got bowled over here on the railing and just let her go. I like that. You say, well, we don't do that. Oh, honey. You ought to do that every time you get a chance, every time God poured it on you. I mean, I'm glad my cup runs over sometimes. Ain't you glad? I mean, ain't you glad sometimes you get your cup full and it runs over and spills out on somebody else? It's always a blessing to have somebody to spill out their cup of glory on me. I like it when somebody gets a full, I get a little of it. Lord God, that's what I like it. Oh, listen. I want this church from the front to the rear. I want everybody in here how to get so full of God and so full of the love of God. Till William said today, he said, everybody looks so good. Lord God, that's when you look through the eyes of God. I mean, you begin to look through His eyes. Ain't nobody in the world looks bad to you. Everybody's going to look good when you're looking through the eyes you ought to look through. But listen, friend, I mean, God said the mystery. It was hid, I mean, from the foundation of the world. I mean, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. I mean, have you ever seen? Listen, we're talking about fellowship. I hear a lot of folks and they fuss about me and about the fellowship. Well, honey, the fellowship is nothing you can do to get it. Ain't nothing you can do anything. God come by and saved you without you doing anything. If you ever really got saved, it wasn't a thing you done. It was God who's rich in mercy. Come where you was. Reach down and save your wretched soul out of hell and made a new creature out of you. And you didn't have one thing to do with it. Not one thing. Not one thing. He furnished all the blood, furnished all the grace, furnished all the faith, furnished all the love, and He furnished everything that you needed. There wasn't a thing you could put to it, not one thing. Now, you had nothing to do with getting saved. And, of course, you ain't going to have nothing to do with getting unsaved because you can't do that. I mean, God's the one doing it. And He's done the best for the last. Saved the best for the last. Lord, I tell you right now, I mean, to have a mystery. He had all, listen, I don't know how long this, I don't know when the foundation of the world was. Laid. I mean, might have been, they say, you know, these big scientists that's got all this big stuff in their brains, they say that's millions of years. Well, who cares? God done it whenever it's done. I mean, I don't care when it was, God done it. And when it's all over, we'll have to give God glory. And every knee's going by and every tongue's going to confess to the glory of God and that Jesus is the Christ. Well, I don't care how long it's been. But since the foundation of the world, God, from the beginning of this whole thing, had it all planned out and got it all fixed up. Amen. And knew what was going to happen. I mean, God's not surprised. Do you think God was surprised when we wrote that letter about them shoes? And when I was surprised when they come in, tell you the truth. I mean, when 2,500 and so many pair come in, that surprised me now, really. I mean, but God never got surprised a bit. He knows everything about it. He got her all lined up down through yonder. You say that's predestination. No, that's just foreknowledge. That's just wisdom of God. That's just God knowing everything. That's a God that I'm a serving. That God knows when I'm going to hit into some trouble. He's right there because He knows that I'll need Him. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's old Thurman's favorite verse. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Man, listen, ain't you glad today? Or are you glad that God saved the best for us? We sit around and look like, well, I ain't got much. Man, you got the best. You say, well, we're going to face some rough times. Don't care what we face, we got the best. We've still got the best. I mean, there's nothing better than what God saved for us. Amen. And He kept it for us Gentiles that didn't know nothing. Called old Paul out and said, I want you. Said, I chose you from your mother's womb to reveal my son. I mean, I've chosen you from your mother's womb to reveal my son. That's what he saved Paul for. And not just to go around and preach all the time. Said, I saved you to reveal my son. I mean, in you, I'm going to reveal Jesus. Boy, I tell you right now, that's the best. Now, nobody didn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God back then, and most of them don't believe it today. But I believe He is. I believe He's the Son of God. I believe He is God. I believe He's with God. I believe He was with God. I believe He's the Word of God. And I believe He's everything God says He is. Everything this book says, I believe that's Him. Boy, I appreciate that. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? Well, let's stand our feet. We'll come back tonight and get the rest of it. God, God, pray. I mean, if you'd like to go over there and see anything, I see the shoes, you've got time, don't have it, okay? But before we ship out, I want everybody in there to see what God's doing and how good he is. Well, let's remember the service tonight at 7 o'clock. You come back to pray. Father, I thank you that you bless us today. The Spirit has blessed us. God, I'm glad that you blessed us with all the spirits of wisdom. And I know that you have. God, I thank you for it. I pray your name, bless your name. Go with us now throughout the rest of the day. Watch these drive on the highway and protect them in Jesus' name. Amen.